Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. If you've had your fill of races that wind through the soulless steel and glass urban jungles and crave something more challenging and scenic, then make tracks to Palo Duro Canyon October 15 for the Palo Duro Trail Run.
Our run is run on all dirt trails, basically on the floor of the canyon. There's no major elevation gain or loss in respect that you don't come in or out of the canyon itself.
Red Spicer coordinates his 21-year-old race. The terrain is mostly hilly, and racers can choose from one of three distance challenges.
We have a 50-mile distance. We have a 50K distance, which is 31 miles. We also have a 20K distance, which is 12.4.
The race begins at 7 in the morning and ends at 7 in the evening.
Normally there will be two or three or four that will not be able to finish it in the 12-hour time limit. And so what we do at the last aid station, if they're not able to leave that aid station with enough time to get to the finish line before the 7 p.m. cutoff, we pull them there. Because what's going to happen, it's going to be dark before they get to the finish line. They're going to be out there on trails with no flashlight, and we don't want that happening. And it's a safety thing for the most part.
Registration cutoff for the Palo Duro Trail Run is October 10. Find more on this race, including entrance fees, at paloducanyon.com. Click on the link for Ultra Race. That's our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.